Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People are trending towards not having computers because they have smartphones, but maybe we're not quite ready for that. Lon Seidman is the technology reviewer for Love.tv, and he joins us now. Lon, good morning. How are you?
I think he misspelled that. I think it's Lon.tv, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, it is. It's not. You know, I was wondering where the Love TV came into that.
We love you,
Lon.
We love you,
it's Lon.tv. So
we love.
I don't know. I like Love.tv. Lon, it could be a whole other thing for your image, man, if we go with Love.tv.
Retire on that domain name.
Oh, my God. So even though everybody's on their smartphone all the time and people do use it as a computer, it's not their sole device, correct?
You know, I know a few people whose phone is their sole device now. I think it depends on, you know, what your needs are, but they're getting more and more powerful. So it's entirely reasonable that in the near future that might be the case for more folks.
I mean, you know, for example, I've got an old PC. Now I'm using my iPad, essentially my tablet, mm-hmm. as my computer to order stuff and so on and so forth. But I've got a PC, you know, running. It's probably DOS, right. You know, 2 or something like that, Windows 2.0. But, you know, if I fired it up, it'd be 20 years to get all the stuff downloaded. But, you know, I don't use it. I mean, most people don't. But how about, let me ask a question about this, Lon. How about gaming?
Well, that's where the PC market's seeing its biggest area of growth.
Okay.
And actually, this week, it's funny this topic came up because, you know, the PC sales have been off for years. They've been just in a downward trend. And suddenly, PC sales are up. And a lot of that is attributable to gaming, because if you spend, you know, a couple grand, you can get a very powerful gaming PC. Some of this virtual reality stuff is now, you know, coming into play. And the amount of processing power that's available to the consumer now is just ridiculous. And the only thing to make use of that for a consumer is gaming and virtual reality. And now people are starting to have some interest in that.
You know, Ray just brought up a good point, I thought. iPhones, using your iPhone for a computer is one thing. But are iPads and tablets taking the place of home computers?
For a lot of folks, definitely. My mother's, you know, her primary device now is her iPad. Ray just mentioned the same for him. There's Chromebooks, which are very inexpensive. In fact, in my school district now, just about every kid gets a Chromebook when they walk in the door at the beginning of the school year.
What's a Chromebook?
So the Chromebook, it's a computer that runs Google Chrome. So it boots up to a web browser. And they're very inexpensive. They actually run, this is what's funny, they run on essentially mobile phone processors, but they put them into laptop form with a big battery.
Wow.
And that's one of the things with these phones now, is they are so powerful that they are capable of acting as a full PC, but the form factor, obviously, of a phone is something that makes it difficult to get that full functionality out of it. But there's a lot of startups now experimenting with having the phone be the brain of a laptop. You plug it into a laptop shell and get a computer out of it. So we're getting there, and I think there's going to be a lot of experimentation here to see, you know, what's the magic fit for consumers who are looking for a single device. You know, if you could take your phone, plug it in, and get a bigger screen, that might be enough for a lot of people.
Oh, exactly right. And it could, do you think then that phone, if you're going to do some gaming, would it have sufficient power to deal with that if you were using the computer model monitor?
Yeah, I think so. We're getting, I mean, it depends what kind of gaming you want to do. I mean, if you want to play Fruit Ninja, I think definitely. you know, if you want to play
Donkey Kong,
I mean, that's the best thing. Your mobile phone in your pocket can play pretty much any game from 1990 backwards without even a hiccup, even the $20 phone.
Pole position. Here it goes. All right. Yes.
Yep. Wow. Yep. And actually, they're putting pole position now into Tesla cars. That's coming up.
No.
Really?
And you're going to be able to use the steering wheel to play pole position in your car.
Well, that's a little
while you're driving.
That's a little dangerous.
You got to stop the car first. But yeah, they're going to. It's going to be interesting to see how they implement that and how many cars drive through the garages as a result.
What is like a normal PC or, you know, like some Apple thing? What do they cost like for a real computer?
So it's funny. The cost of a real computer has come down tremendously. Intel has these low end processors that perform as well as the high-end did about 8 years ago, and those you can get for sometimes as little as $100, $150.
Get out of here.
And they run Windows, yeah.
And the monitor.
Are prices going to keep coming down on things like that, or are we going to go in the other direction?
I think it's going to go in two directions. You know, just this week when Intel announced that the PC sales were back on the upswing, they had to kind of scramble and invest $1 billion to ramp up their manufacturing. But they're putting a lot of their money into the higher margin devices. So I think we're going to see kind of a slowdown in performance at the low end because it's good enough. But it looks like the margins are high enough at the higher end that they're going to be kind of creeping probably up in that higher end direction. So, but still, if you want to buy a computer, you can now get a usable one for most tasks for about $200. And if you want to go with a Chromebook, you can pay even less than that.
Wow. And you know, I guess the other question is, well, there are a couple of questions still. But, I mean, are people, you know, if you have a Kindle, for example, I got a Kindle. Mm-hmm. And if you use that, actually, no, I'm doing my Kindle now on my pad. But the point is, I do have a Kindle. It has, well, you know, uses Silk. I think that's their browser. And, you know, is anybody using like their, you know, their Kindle for web browsing?
I think so. You know, Kindle is essentially an Android device. Google released part of their operating system for Android into the public domain, essentially. So Amazon took that and built on top of it. And, you know, a lot of what you can do with the Kindle Fire tablets, especially the 8 and 10-inch tablets, is, you know, very comparable to some of the things you might be able to do on an iPad for less money.
Any final thoughts?
Well, it's going to be an interesting couple of years to see where it goes. And a lot of folks now are talking about connecting computers directly to your mind.
Yes.
Get ready for that.
To what?
Just plug in.
To your brain.
Really?
Your brain. Yep. Dial it right in. That's kind of the bleeding edge right now of interface design.
You know what's weird?
How do we get more efficient in that communication with the computer?
You know what's weird? I mean, Lon, seriously, if you read, I used to read a lot of science fiction, and that was one of the big things. It was like, you know, you could essentially plug your computer into your brain. There'd be a terminal or something or somehow. And then, you know, that was it. You know, you could see things, watch movies with your own mind.
Right. And I think that's, you know, it's far off at the moment, but that's where a lot of the thinkers are right now, is that they feel like thumbs are a very inefficient way of interacting with the technology. And it's got to get quicker and more efficient, and and some kind of interface with the nervous system is where they want to go with it.
I'd love to have the Kavanaugh hearings like right into my brain. That would be really
That'd be great. Lon Seidman from Lon.tv.
Thank you, Lon.
Not love.tv.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Lon. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.